The SGEM, or the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine, hopes to make the world a better place for patients having emergencies. The blog will be translated and podcasted into a number of international languages. And at this time, I'd like to introduce you to the SGEM Global team who's going to be doing the Spanish podcast. From San Jose, Costa Rica, we have Manrique Humana. Welcome to the SGEM, Manrique.
Thanks for inviting me, Ken, to this Global Knowledge Translation Project.
Well, you're not new to this. We've already done a podcast together, but it was in English.
That's right, Ken. We just did Hands on Defibrillation episode called Can't Touch This.
Oh, maybe someday I'll get you to actually sing me a few bars of that MC Hammer song, Can't Touch This. But what was the bottom line to that podcast?
That performing hands-on defibrillation poses a significant risk and its practice should be abandoned.
Well, I wanted to bring you on to this SGEM Global teaser or announcement about this project. And of course, I came up with five questions for you.
Is that because five is your favorite number?
And the only reason it is my favorite number, I can count to it on one hand. So I'm going to go through those five questions with you. Question one, number one, Manrique, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Manrique Umaña, and I'm an emergency physician working at one of the main hospitals here in San Jose, Costa Rica.
And do you have any special area of interest in emergency medicine?
Well, my main interest right now is into medical education. I'm currently the residency program director for only emergency medicine residency training program. I'm also very much into social media as a way of communicating with other emergency physicians around the world.
How did you find out about the Skeptic's Guide?
That's easy. First, I got into social media, mainly Twitter, and started following several emergency physicians. And soon, I found out about a lot of great phone or free online access medical education resources out there. So I started using and recommending blogs and podcasts like yours.
I love all that foamy goodness that's traveling around the world. Now, this question's a little delicate. You know how we have fragile egos. But what do you like most about the SGEM?
Well, I like that it answers a specific question relevant to emergency medicine, clinical practice, using the best evidence available out there, and it does so in a way that's also very entertaining.
So Manrique, what do you think that you can bring the Spanish-speaking SGEM audience?
Let's face it, Ken. With SGEM, you got a great educational product. But from what I've seen with some of my residents, the language barriers sometimes make it hard for them to take advantage of a great resource like this one. I've also found that there are just very few podcasts in Spanish out there.
Well, I've asked each of the SGEM Global team members to pick three historic SGEM podcasts to translate. Which three historic episodes did you pick, Manrique, and why?
It's tough to choose from such great episodes, but anyway, these are my picks. The first episode of GEM number 92, Arise Up and Arise Up, Early Goals Directed Therapy versus Usual Care for Sepsis, just because sepsis is a really important part of our emergency medicine practice. The second one is this GEM number 93, Ketamine, A Bad Reputation, just because I like dogmalysis, and we all learn that ketamine raises intracranial pressure and should be avoided in this scenario, but we all know this is dogma right now. And the third is the GEM number 70, The Secrets of NINDS, Thrombolysis for Acute Stroke, which highlights all the controversies with this issue and also stresses the importance of being skeptical when reviewing the literature.
Well, that sounds like you picked three really great episodes of the SGEM. Now, at the end of the SGEM, we encourage the listeners and the readers to be critical, even of what we do. So I'm wondering, can you give the SGEM tagline, but in Spanish?
Claro, Ken. Recuerden ser escépticos de todo lo que aprenden, aun si lo escuchan en la guía para escépticos para medicina de emergencias.
Now, I understand you're going to add a little twist to the end of each of your podcast. You're going to use a very popular and famous Costa Rica saying.
That's correct, Tim. I'm going to add the phrase pura vida, which is a Costa Rican saying literally meaning pure life. But it means more. It's living a peaceful, simple, uncluttered life with a deep appreciation for nature, family, and friends.
Well, Manrique, welcome to the SGM Global team. I cannot wait for you to start podcasting in Spanish.
Pura vida, Ken.
Pura vida to you, too.